Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, supporting you through your personal injury claim. Text 660.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Pre-match.
Playing at Goodison should be a real fortress, and it will be a really tough team, or a tough place for any team to visit. And I think we've got five opportunities now to show that as a football club we are together, ready to help the players on the football pitch and make sure that we get the results that we really need from now until the end of the campaign.
The game.
Eight games remain then for Everton to hopefully end the season on a positive note. Two successive league wins have steered the Blues to relative safety and certainly lifted the mood around Goodison Park. Can Everton now record three straight wins for the first time this season? Southampton provide the opposition and they are still in the hunt for European football next season, so they will ensure that life will be difficult for the Blues this afternoon. Roberto Martinez has made a couple of changes from the side that beat Queen's Park Rangers at Loftus Road. Darren Gibson's out with a broken metatarsal. Lukaku misses out with a hamstring strain. So Gareth Barry returns from suspension and Ross Barkley starts. Tim Howard is in goal. The back four is Coleman, Stones, Jagielka and Baines. McCarthy and Barry in front of them. Lennon, Barkley and Osman behind Aruna Kone, who makes his sixth start this season for Everton. Good news on the substitutes bench because Stephen Pienaar is back, who last appeared for Everton against Queen's Park Rangers here in the middle of December. So he's on the bench alongside Morales, Naismith, Besic, Garbutt, Alcaraz and Rob Les, the substitute goalkeeper. Four changes for Southampton from their 2-0 win over Burnley. No Fraser Forster, he's out for the rest of the season. Stephen Davis also out injured, while Tadic and Mane drop to the bench. So they have Kelvin Davis in goal, the 38-year-old, making only his second Premier League appearance of the season, his first start of this campaign. A back four of Klein, Alderweireld, Font and Bertrand. Then it's Schneiderlin and Wanyama in front of them. James Ward-Prowse just ahead of them. And the front three, Shane Long, Graziano Pella and Ruggiero Elia. Our man in the middle is Lee Mason from Lancashire. Last time he was here, there was a bit of controversy when Stoke won 1-0 on Boxing Day. Was it a penalty or not?
You're filling me with hope here, Al. Talking about Pella not scoring and the referee. And
as I tell you all the time, just stating facts. We're underway at Goodison Park. Bright sunshine, a full house. And let's hope that Everton can relax somewhat and play a little bit of football and the home fans can enjoy what's on offer here this afternoon. Southampton have possession inside the Everton half. They've got themselves a free kick as well early on.
Yeah, a sloppy play from Aaron Lennon. It led to a foul by Gareth Barry. An opportunity for Southampton to send the big lads up. Just looking at the formation, I think you're right, Al. I think it's Ross Barkley just tucked in behind Aruna Kone.
Well, Everton will have to defend in numbers this free kick early on, which will be lifted into the penalty area by James Ward-Prowse with a little bit of pace on it, headed away by Everton. Offside flag against Shane Long, who went to pick that ball up on the far side. Free kick to Everton inside the penalty area. Everton are attacking the park end in the first half, as has been the case so often this season. John Stones, who played for the under-21s in the week. Here's Aaron Lennon. Skipping away from his man, skipping away from Wanyama as well and driving towards the left-hand side, bringing in Leon Osman. Baines goes outside of Osman. Osman goes alone, tries to curl one into the top corner, but wide of goal, it sails.
Yeah, wide of goal, but it's fantastic play from Aaron Lennon, picking the ball up just on the halfway line, cutting infield. Could have played Kone in, but he chose to put it on the left-hand side to Leon Osman. I thought he was waiting for Leighton Baines to come on the outside of him, but he doesn't. He comes inside, tries to bend it. Right-footed, well wide of the target.
It's Gareth Barry playing the ball forward, looking for Ross Barkley, defended by Southampton. Shane Long picks up inside the Everton half, knocks it away from Baines, gets outside of him, lifts one into the penalty area. Pella's there, and it's a brilliant save by Tim Howard from his own man, John Stones, as well. He's got a foot to the ball, and Howard clawed it from underneath the crossbar to prevent Everton going a goal down.
Yeah, it's a fantastic save from Tim Howard. But far too easy. Shane Long showed great pace. Turned the right hand side, put the ball into the box. Stones went with the Southampton defender, looked up. And for one stage, it looked like it was going into the back of the net. But Tim Howard's back pedalled, got a touch to it. Great save from the keeper.
Acrobatics from Tim Howard to prevent Southampton taking an early lead here at Goodison Park. Here come Southampton again. Centre circle, Ward-Prowse flicking a ball to Bertrand down the left. Chance to deliver. He does into the penalty area. It's looped up off the head of Jagielka. Graziano Pella gets it down for Nathaniel Klein. Everton scramble the ball away. And Southampton just have the momentum at the moment. They really do have their tails up early on here as Klein plays the ball into the penalty area again for Pella, who's penalised for handball.
I'm looking at the Everton's formation, Alan. James McCarthy seems to be playing further forward. You know, and the Southampton are passing the ball round, is looking really dangerous. Their tails are up.
Throw in Everton. Coleman gets it back and plays it to Gareth Barry. Now Kone just outside the penalty area, back to goal, and McCarthy is then fouled.
I'm not sure about that, but fortunately the Southampton player's not happy with it. But Coney's receiving the ball. Oh, it's too far away from goal.
Yeah, well outside the penalty area. Victor Wanyama is the man who's committed the foul here, and it's a free kick for Everton. The referee decides he needs the spray. I'm not too sure about that.
But where's the spray for the defenders?
He's not bothering with that
no.
bit.
What's all that?
And they're not 10 yards from the ball at the moment by any stretch.
What's going on here?
I think the crowd are trying to point that out. As Baines takes the free kick, lifted into the penalty area, it's off the head of Alderweireld and away. As far as the edge of the penalty area, and a driven shot from Barkley just outside the box goes wide to the right-hand side.
Yeah, it's a good strike from Ross Barkley, just unfortunately not on target, but he's caught it well on the volley.
Barkley, 10 yards outside the box, might line one up here, going across the penalty. He does hit once, taking another deflection, and that's another Everton corner.
That's positive, that's what we want him to see. You know, he's getting on the ball at the edge of the box. We know he can shoot. But good defender from Southampton again.
Baines to take third corner in quick succession for Everton.
I'm just looking at Elias, a man who's looked to the bench for Coleman to say, where do you want me? I don't think he sure really needs to be.
Corner on the Everton right for Leighton Baines then. He's got Lennon available short, but it's whipped into the penalty. It's headed towards goal. Breaks back for Baines. Jagielka's turned it home. The skipper has netted for Everton on 15 minutes. The initial corner headed away into the path of Gareth Barry on the angle of the six-yard box. He managed to stab it back into the penalty area. And there was Phil Jagielka to turn home his third Premier League goal of the season and breach this Southampton defence, which has been something of a rarity these days. And Everton lead at Goodison Park by a goal to nil.
Well, I'm afraid to say it's always the case. You put the ball in there, you've always got a chance of scoring. Our set pieces haven't been great this year. It's a good ball in from Leighton Baines. It's John Stones who goes for the original header. The ball falls to the back post. Gareth Barry just helped it into the six-yard box. And there's Phil Jagielka. Simple, safe foot finish, 1-0.
Coleman on the Everton right, main stand side of the ground. Room to cross, he does so. Kone with the header. It was always slightly behind him after it sailed over the head of Leon Osman, and he couldn't direct his header anywhere near towards goal.
No, but that's where you want them. You know, you want your fullbacks and your wide players to look up and see something in the box. Decent ball from Seamus Coleman. It would be a great header to beat the goalkeeper from there. Good to see them actually getting the ball into the box and movement from Kone.
Morgan Schneiderlin. Schneiderlin's low ball into feet for Elia, back to goal. Trying to shake off Seamus Coleman. He's got the ball into Long, onto Pella. Pella goes down outside the box, and that's a free kick.
Yeah, it's a yellow. Is it a yellow card for John Stones as well?
I think it is.
Or is it the spray that's coming out? It's the spray that's coming out.
His card stays in the pocket, and it's a free kick in a dangerous spot, this. Fairly central towards goal, but Pella posing a threat there.
Yeah, and it's John Stones who makes the tackle. Doesn't really have to make the tackle. Pella's running into Phil Jagielka. Stones makes a tackle, gives away a free kick, as you said, 25 yards out.
Yeah, Ward-Prowse is over the ball at the moment, and the Everton wall is positioned inside the 18-yard box. Tim Howard sorting that wall out. The spray goes down. Howard's got the wall positioned to his left-hand side towards that left post as Southampton attack the Gladys Street goal. And James Ward-Prowse looks favourite to strike this. Dangerous spot, this. Everton leading 1-0. Ward-Prowse with a free kick. Well, Howard was static, but thankfully the ball sailed wide of his left-hand post. Well,
that's what your wall's here for. You know, when you look at it and you think that's what your wall's here for, it's done its job.
Close.
Yeah, it's close.
Here's Pella. Pella has released James Ward-Prowse, who's inside the penalty area. Coleman just did enough to ensure he didn't get the shot in.
Yeah, good defending. Good defending.
Oh. Everton giving the ball away inside their own half. Gareth Barry on that occasion. Here's Ward-Prowse. Good shot, good save. Howard, I think, had gone in the wrong direction and stuck up a left hand, which palmed the ball away. Now Elia puts it back in. Breaks outside the penalty area for Schneiderlin. Heads it on to Pella. Can't get a shot in on goal, Southampton. Everton at sixes and sevens, a little inside their own penalty area.
Yeah, and I think Aruna Kone put the brakes on there when it came to going for the tackle.
Here's Wanyama, he's going to hit one and drags his shot well wide.
Well, that's Everton can be thankful again for the goalkeeper. I don't know if it takes a deflection, Al, but you're quite right. It seems to go to his right-hand side, and at the last minute sticks up his left hand. Good strike from Ward-Prowse. No, just the ball swerves. Great strike from Ward-Prowse, and I tell you what, great save.
Lennon tried to just play in McCarthy. He's won it back well as Lennon. And now release Kone, his ball into the box, and it's Osman with a flying header, which results in a corner because the final touch came off the Southampton defender. But Osman, defending superbly at one end, gets to the six-yard box at the other to almost get on the end of that ball in from Kone.
Yeah, and it comes from good play from Aaron Lennon. Firstly gives the ball away, but he doesn't give up, he fights, gets it back, slips it to Kone. And how many times do you see a centre forward? He knows how to cross the ball. First time in near post, Osman makes a run, defended well by Southampton.
Corner Everton from the right. Leighton Baines again to take the set piece. Everton leading 1-0. Baines fires it deep this time, and the header over from Jagielka. Climbed well, but couldn't climb enough to get over the ball.
Yeah, good ball in from Leighton Baines again, and the keeper, Kelvin Davis, reluctant to come, stays on his line, and it's Jagielka miles above everybody else. Just can't direct a header on target.
McCarthy to Lennon, needs to go into the penalty area. Lennon going across the face of the 18-yard box, plays in Kone, and Kone wraps one towards goal and wins a corner.
Right into the
no midriff. Time to take it though.
No, right into the midriff of the Ryan Bertrand. Would have been a very opportunity to beat the goalkeeper from there. But Everton going 1-0 ahead now, thanks to Phil Jagielka, but certainly not had it all their own way. Southampton have probably bossed it in terms of possession. The majority of possession has been theirs. Our performance hasn't been great. You know, we've got the goal, but you know, I don't think we've really troubled the goalkeeper. Probably our most sort of threatening situations have been from set pieces, corners, free kicks, with a delivery from Leighton Baines in particular has been good. But certainly Southampton were going there and thinking we've done enough to get something from the game. Tim Howard pulls off a miraculous save, and then shortly after that has another one. So they're probably the best opportunities. We haven't tested their goalkeeper enough, a couple of shots off target. I think Ronald Koeman in the hole will be delighted, you know, with his team's performance. I think Everton are ahead, you know, maybe quite fortunate to be ahead. We talk about it, you know, its results are the most important thing at this moment in time, but not doing enough in the attacking third for me again. You know, I think it's been going forward and then it's been coming back, not got hold of it, not got enough support up and around Kone. We talked about the last two games about, you know, having two up top. Hasn't worked for me today. We haven't had enough support up to Kone. James McCarthy is playing in a further forward position, doing his best to get up there. But, you know, Southampton have got the majority of possession. But we've said it time and time again, possession doesn't mean anything unless you, you know, the score sheet is the most important thing. And Everton find themselves a goal up. You know, and Roberto Martinez will be happy. The goal came from a set piece, which was decent and decent delivery. But overall, still big 45 minutes, you know, ahead of us. The results are coming in elsewhere. it's important that we try and build on that. You know, we can't concede, we've got to defend the way we have been, and hopefully nick one at the other end, kicking into the Gladys Street, fingers crossed.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Had an accident? Let them tackle your claim. HampsonHughes.com.
Welcome back inside Goodison Park, where we've just got underway for the second half. Plenty of spectators still taking their seats, and a few Everton players as well that aren't in the 18 today. And the ball's immediately being planted out of play by Everton for a goal kick to Southampton. No changes at the break. I bet the word in the press room was that this game's by no means over, Graham.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think everybody's aware that Southampton pose a threat, whether it be set pieces or general play, and Everton need to keep at it and get after him a little bit. Try and get more support up to Coney.
Because you're certainly right, we haven't created many chances in this game, despite leading it by that Jagielka goal in the 16th minute. Southampton have forced Tim Howard into a number of saves. So a long way to go. Everton have conceded a free kick on the halfway line or thereabouts. And Schneiderlin takes. As you were in terms of the teams, Everton making two changes from the win at QPR coming into this one. Gibson has a broken metatarsal, so that's keeping him out for, I would suspect, what remains of the season. Lukaku also missing today. Barry returning from suspension. Barkley getting the nod.
Second half started.
As the first did. Ball forward to Shane Long, who tries to bring that down under control in the six-yard box. Just taken off his toe by Tim Howard in the end. And here's Barry winning the ball back for Everton. Now Barkley slips as he tries to play the pass and gives the ball away.
I tell you what, in football, when you come out, you say, what's to have this pass in football? It's the easy pass. Ross Powell just has to give it simple there.
There's Mane for Pella. Pella to the left-hand side for Bertrand. Bertrand for Tadic. Tadic putting one into the penalty area, winning a corner in the process.
I've just seen that, Alan. When you're growing up, you see the kids, what's the hardest pass in football? And they're all talking about diagonal and this inside the fullback. It's a simple pass. And that's what Ross is letting himself down with. Give the simple pass at times. Keep control of the ball. Keep hold of the ball for your team.
Everton aren't doing that at the moment. Southampton enjoying plenty of the ball. But Everton lead by a goal to nil. We've got to defend another Southampton corner. Swung high into the penalty area. Shane Long with the header. And he's directed it wide of Howard's left-hand post.
Well, I'm afraid every time they get a corner, a set piece, they're looking dangerous.
Battered clear by Jose Font up towards Pella. Ball allowed to bounce into the Everton penalty area. Stones heading away. McCarthy bringing it down. Finding Lennon. Playing it on for Besic. He's miscontrolled and allowed Southampton to pick up again. And Tadic just sent it forward for Shane Long. Shane Long down the right-hand side. Back for Tadic. Tadic, corner of the box.
Stand up.
Takes on Besic. Waltzes past him, puts a ball into Pella, who stabs it wide of goal.
Far too easy. Far too easy. Besic has got to do a lot better there. Tadic, we know, has got ability, but you've got to defend better than that. Waltz, he's past him. Tries to pick out Pella near post. Under pressure from Jagielka, he knocks it wide. Got to do a lot better than that, Mo Besic.
Schneiderlin plays a long ball out to the right for Dusan Tadic, who's won a corner here. Yeah, final touch off Leighton Baines.
Yeah, Leighton Baines didn't really know where he was there. Ball coming over his shoulder. I think it's the right decision from the linesman.
Corner Southampton. Tadic has the opportunity to play a short one to Klein, but declined. Now he takes up that option. Klein receives, plays it across the penalty area, and Pella has driven it wide.
It's far too easy, Alan. From a short corner kick, come on. Got to defend better than that.
Yeah, in fact, it was Jose Font who drove it wide from the edge of the penalty area after the kick was played short. Full time whistle blows at Goodison Park, and for the first time this season, Everton have recorded three consecutive league wins. It is only win number five at Goodison in this campaign, but it's a win that surely now does ensure safety for Everton, because it is overall a ninth Premier League victory of the season, and it moves them to 37 points. and away from any danger that is below them. Everton have beaten Southampton by a solitary goal to nil, and it's captain Phil Jagielka who wins it for Everton with that strike in the 16th minute of the game. It wasn't pretty by any stretch of the imagination from the Blues today. They had to dig in, dig deep, work hard, be resolute, defend and keep Southampton at bay. And in the end, they did exactly that. Southampton enjoyed so much more of the possession. Everton hardly troubled Southampton keeper Kelvin Davis. But the solitary strike from Jagielka in the end proves to be enough to give Southampton what is their 10th league defeat of the season and just put a dent in their Champions League aspirations, whereas Everton are moving towards mid-table safety and securing a 9th Premier League win of the season thanks to that Jagielka goal. Relief for all at Goodison Park and 3 league wins in a row.
Well, we needed it all. It wasn't great, you know, very similar to the QPR away game, but they gritted the points, and you've got to say that they defended well. I said before the game that's what they had to do, defend well against a team that was in good form. And for the whole, they did. They never really... OK, Tim Howard's had 2 great saves. But apart from that, you know, yeah, they probably bossed it in terms of possession. For an away team, it's probably the most that the team's had possession here, but we've had to defend. It wasn't great. It wasn't pleasing on the eye. Never really a threat in the final third. We got the goal and we defend and we hang on. You know, it wasn't a lot of quality, you know, football, attacking football and, you know, pleasing on the eye, but they've done a job, and that's what you need, a clean sheet at home, and we get the goal from Phil Jagielka. So 9 points out of 9, just when we needed them as well. You know, it's made a massive difference to us, but certainly can play an awful lot better. Yeah, we're restricted a little bit in terms of what we had as striking options with Lukaku out. Coney played, doesn't look match fit for me, which is understandable considering the amount of time he's been out injured. So we're really struggling, you know, to create anything. Ross Barkley was in there, but we never created anything in general. No, puffed and puffed, but yet again the final ball at time, decision making was poor, gave the ball away all over the park, and you can't continue to do that. You know, better teams in Southampton will punish you. We've got Man United coming here, we've got Tottenham coming here, you know, they'll punish us. But listen, what they've shown in the last 3 games is they've shown fight and desire, and that's what you need when you're down there, and they've got 3 results on the bounce now, which is great. So hopefully the competition goes. Now we go to Swansea next week, which it's a tough place to go, but it's not a fearful place to go. I think we can go down there and get a result if we continue to defend the way we're doing. I thought again, you know, your top performers probably came. The goalkeeper's got to get a mention, Tim Howard, for the saves he made. But again, for me, it's Phil Jagielka, who scored the goal, you know, defended for his life, led by example. John Stones alongside him. They're up against the big boy Pellet, who's a handful. They won't come up much stronger than him. But I thought Jags was excellent again. We talked about them having played against each other in midweek. Jags probably came out on top in midweek, and he's came out on top again today for me, because I thought again he led by example. So my motor range man of the match today is Phil Jagielka, and not a great team performance, but 3 points was the most important thing, and a lot of Evertonians will go away from here a lot happier knowing that. Bar a miracle, I think, you know, Premier League survival is okay for next season.
Third successive league game, Phil Jagielka gets the motor range man of the match, but he is leading by example big time, Graham.
Definitely, you want your players and your experienced players to lead by example and lead the way, and he's done that. You know, he's had a change of partner in there again with John Stones, you know, and he just adapted, and the two of them looked as if they enjoyed playing alongside each other. But I thought Seamus Coleman did well defensively. I thought Leighton Baines did well defensively. So as a unit and the goalkeeper, so they're back 5, it was like all played well. They needed to be. But again, if you've been overcritical, you'd probably say that the away side had more of the ball and looked more threatening when they got the ball and went forward than what we did, which is a disappointment. Just lacking a spark in the final third. I thought Naismith came on and did really well. You know, got in behind and won headers, and changed it a little bit and gave us a little bit more energy. But final third were just lacking a spark, you know, a little bit incisive, whether it be a through ball. McCarthy played further forward today. Gibson been out and maybe out for the season, so need to improve in that final third. And I think that's why when you go into the transfer market, which we'll have to do in the summer, I think we're looking at striker. You know, I think we're looking at more forward-looking players and defensive players, and we need something in that final. Aaron Lennon works his socks, so I'll have to give a word for that. More so in a defensive capacity than an attacking capacity. As a winger at home, you'd want it the other way around, but he had to show a lot of grit and determination, got back and won tackles, so he deserves a mention as well. But going forward, we need to find that spark we had last season. Morales was on the bench. Will he give you that? Will he be here next year? We'll just have to wait and see. But certainly in the final third, you know, we need to create more. We need to have somebody who's going to pick out a pass. We're going to get somebody on the end of cross. Time and time again, crosses were coming in the box and they'd one man to pick out. You know, and it's hard. You're never going to score many goals like that. We need more players getting in the box. So let's enjoy the result, but we know we can play a lot better. Post-match.
There are many reasons to be pleased. I think it's just we faced a very strong side, and to get three wins on a trot is something that we didn't do since last April, and that is very important. But then it pleases me in the manner that we achieved the victory today. I thought the message was very clear. We had to win, and I thought once we scored the goal and it was a really open game early on, then we took control. We had to do what a little bit show our experience and probably the lessons that we learned this season in Europe, and that pleased me a lot. The character that we showed, the understanding, the know-how of the team was impressive against a side that they've got a lot of ways to break you down, that they got a lot of talent. They use the positional play really, really well, and we look always in control, and it seems that we always had an extra gear, and that's a sign of a very experienced side. And then you look, players like Ross Barkley and John Stones being in the starting lineup, such a young age, and being able to perform in that manner as a team, it pleases you a lot, and it gives you an incredible sign of the potential that we have as a team.
The Radio City Sport Everton Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors, a winning team to take on your personal injury claim.